This is LI in the AM with Jay Oliver. News, traffic, weather, and more. 1039 LI News Radio.
All right, lots happening all within the town of Hempstead these days. You have an outgoing supervisor. You have an incoming individual who's very vocal, and it makes for an interesting piece of conversation. And here to converse on that very topic is Douglas Kellogg, of course, Reclaim New York. Help take back control of your government, ladies and gentlemen. Join the fight to reclaim New York today at reclaimnynow.org. Doug, you know, this Anthony Santino, I got to tell you, he has made a lot of waves, and he is really ticking a lot of people off these days. What do you think?
Jay, great to be back with you. This is an unbelievable situation, and you're right. Look, it's shameless what the town supervisor is doing. It's absolutely shameless. He's trying to loot the place on the way out, do some very reckless things by securing raises and contracts, and then protect select employees that are close to him or close to the political machine out there in Nassau, and do it all at taxpayers' expense. It's like, even though the people have spoken, they've clearly voiced that they wanted new leadership in the town. Doesn't matter. They just view government as an opportunity for their careers, for profiteering, and they think that taxpayers' money should be spent to protect their well-being. I mean, whatever happened to public service? This is the complete exact opposite. It's just ripping off the public.
It's absolutely ripping off the public. We're going to put a call on this Santino later, see if he wants to come on tomorrow. And I got to tell you, it is, you know, you talked about an egregious act of negligence, and just to bring everybody up to speed, you know, Santino planning to promote or raise salaries, Doug, of really nearly 200. We're talking about 200 town workers before he steps aside January the 2nd. Now, listen, you can make the case, you know, these town workers, you know, saying, you know what, this guy's a great guy. He's going to raise my salary. It's going to stick. He's outgoing, the whole thing. You know, you can't do that. You cannot make that move knowing that you are heading out of the cycle here. I mean, you got to think of the taxpayers. They're footing the bill. You can't do that. Laura Gillen won the race,
right, fair
and square. She's getting ready to take over January the 2nd. You know, this town board has to do the right thing on this proposal tomorrow. You have to vote it no. And it's insane what this guy, he's trying to pull an Ed Mangano, okay? This Anthony Santino has done a horrible job down the stretch. I got to tell you, he has.
Well, this might be worse than what Ed Mangano was trying to do. And also, there's a town meeting at 10:30 a.m. today. So if you got a phone, if you, for some reason, you can actually get there, you know, and you're listening to this.
Is it today? Okay.
And speak your mind. But you can call your town council member right now at reclaimnynow.org. We have all the information up, depending on where you live in Hempstead, and let them know that they need to stop this because, look, we're not fools. We can tell the timing of this is an absolute last-second payoff, even if it's not technically legal. And it's completely handcuffing the new town supervisor. It's completely reckless. She said yesterday it will lock in over $4 million in added spending, but it locks in more than that because we're talking about a third of the town's costs are personnel costs. And this means that if there's an economic downturn, there's a budgetary crisis, anything major is happening, they cannot make any adjustments. They cannot fire any of these people, reduce their salaries. They can't do anything. So it completely handcuffs them financially. So it's a really reckless move that the incoming town supervisor will have to deal with.
It should not be allowed for outgoing officials to pull their rank at the last second, the 11th hour, and it just should not be allowed. I'm sorry. There's got to be some bylaws in place to not have this reckless individual make all these moves. You know, it's almost like a president pardoning the world there for, you know, criminals of egregious nature. You can't allow this to take place. Listen, Santino, you know, I don't know what he's been thinking. You know, picking fights with Peter King's daughter, the town councilwoman, Erin King Sweeney, over ethics and everything else, telling her what she can, can't do. I mean, you got to be kidding me. This guy is picking fights with everybody but the janitors at town hall.
Well, I mean, what can you say, Jay? I mean, it's absolutely shameless. Again, that's all we can say about the nature of this move. It's exactly right. It's a last-second move to pay off his friends and political machine-connected folks. And we should also add, when we're talking about, you know, the employees that are going to be affected, there's really egregious examples here, like his spokesperson, who's getting moved to, and I quote, become the confidential assistant to the receiver of taxes. I don't think anybody has ever heard of this job. What government has this job? It's an outrageous move to shift somebody to this position and pay them over $200,000 a year. I mean, this is just a complete irresponsible and shameless waste of taxpayer dollars. It's a completely reckless fiscal move for the town as a new town supervisor comes in. They'll have their hands completely tied if there's an economic downturn or a budgetary issue. It's absolutely putting Hempstead in a terrible position. And now, again, I mean, you're talking about some of the stuff that they've been fighting over. At 10:30, this meeting today, they're going to do more than have to deal with this issue. They're also going to be talking about a proposal to install an inspector general. They'll be talking about the ethics reform package, which the supervisor was fighting with Councilwoman Sweeney over, which we had called phony because he had put in all these measures to restrict folks from having outside income over a certain amount, even if it's a part-time position and they have a completely legitimate, transparent outside job. All of that stuff is going to be on the docket at this meeting today. So you will definitely see some fireworks. But I think what Hempstead residents and taxpayers really need to see is that their interests are protected. And there's some modicum of proper procedure as somebody leaves and doesn't just not just rip them off, but put the town in a precarious financial position going forward. And really also it's a way of undermining the will of the people. So because somebody was democratically elected and you are locking in what they can do with policy in a really embarrassing and absurd way. And it only adds to the craziness of this move. I mean, there's lots of awful stuff that we see in Long Island and Nassau County and Hempstead.
This has been
one of the most ridiculous moves ever.
It is a premeditated move beyond. This is a guy who, you know, has planned several maneuvers to tighten his hold there on this town. You know, we talked about the CSEA and the contract, no employees. Shall be terminated for reasons due to budgetary, economy, consolidation, abolition of functions, abolition of position, or curtailment of activities, may be terminated only for misconduct or incompetence. So, you know, listen, it was a 5-year contract back then in July with the CSEA. It allows layoffs just to prove the course. And listen, there's a reason why Anthony Santino did not feel to have a no layoffs provision into that 5-year contract. This guy is doing a premeditated move. He knew darn well what would be if he would have lost the election, and he did. So you know, it's in essence, you know, you get the feeling now that Laura Gillen's hands are somewhat tied here, and it's a real problem here.
Yeah, it really is, and this is at least a time period where this. I mean, look, this is an ongoing situation as reporters find more cronies on the list of people who are getting protected here. But at least there is some room here to act where people can call now. They can go to this meeting. They can speak up. Because, look, I mean, first of all, if you can only fire somebody for complete dereliction of duty, that's ridiculous enough. But the position I brought up before, how is any member of the public going to know if the confidential assistant to the receiver of taxes is not doing his job? Where is the public accountability? Nobody has any idea what this job even is, so how are you supposed to know if they're doing it? How is this person supposed
Listen,
to violate
that here's the
that
deal.
Provision?
The reason why Laura Gillen was elected is to end this guy's reign of what he has been doing. And we have seen the corruptive practices all throughout the island in recent years. Listen, you talk about nepotism and cronyism and tax bills. Elevated beyond belief there, and now you have this tax reform bill that will just destroy everything. What's happening there? It just has to end, and they have to get out, and they have to make the calls. This town board, you know, they've got to vote as far as getting him out. They got to get this guy out of office now. There's no sense waiting until the second agenda. They have to get this guy. This guy is a cancer in town government over there. I'll tell you that much.
Look, there's no shame. These are the most expensive sour grapes in the history of mankind. I mean, this is unbelievable. But like you pointed to, the tax reform is right around the corner. There's an immediate issue where there may be pressure on taxpayers locally that wasn't there before. and they may need to make financial moves. And we're talking about what amounts to an area that makes up one-third of the cost of the town budget. How can you take that off the table as your lame duck move and have it be anything other than completely irresponsible? And, it's a borderline dereliction of duty and responsibility. I mean, it's below the status of an elected official to pull a move like that. And who knows what comes long term? I mean, it's a four-year term here. We don't know exactly what will happen in a few years. There can be other concerns that come up. But it really, honestly, it doesn't even matter because the fact is the new town supervisor is somebody who's democratically elected. They need to be able to come in and operate with whatever mandate they were given from the public. They need to be able to pursue the agenda they promised to voters. It was a massive victory here. And to completely undermine that with a move like this,
it is.
Which is what it does, in addition to being egregious with some of the specific payoffs, it's really hard to come up with words for how bad this is.
And Doug, let's face it, all eyes on three board members. Because I got to tell you, if you go all the way as far as the voters who have made their choice and sell your souls in the process, you know what? I mean, you're talking about a real problem over there in that town of Hempstead. You know, forget Santino, his reputation, credibility, and everything else. But I tell you one thing, you're talking about a big problem for a long time to come in that town. Listen, Caught by the Clock, we'll keep on top of this. As far as a vote, we'll get you back on and see if we can decipher anything new here.
Absolutely, Jay. Great to be with you, and bug your Hempstead Town Council member as soon as you can, everyone.
That is the key. Doug Kellogg, Reclaim New York. Great stuff.